It's known as FAME. We all want fame, don't we? This is the Federation for Advanced Manufacturing Education. This is a national model blending classroom learning with paid hands-on training. And Michigan's Mitten chapter is the first and only chapter in the state right now. Ann Arbor Spark serves as the regional convener and coordinator. And we welcome from Ann Arbor Spark the director of research at Spark, Melissa Sheldon. She also serves as FAME administrator. It's great to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You brought one of the graduates, Drew Denton. He hails from Ypsilanti originally. And Drew, tell me about your experience with FAME. What was this like?
FAME was a very transformative yet intensive experience.
How so?
So basically what it entails is it's a work study program. So I went to school 2 days a week and worked the other 3 days a week.
You were at Washtenaw Community College.
Yes.
And what were you studying at WCC?
At WCC, I was studying mechatronics, so that entails robotics and automated systems. So a lot of hands-on experience, actually, like programming robots and doing programmable logic controllers or PLCs. So that's like writing codes that basically make machines talk to each other.
Did you know you wanted to do that when you were younger?
No, I had no idea.
So what drew you to that?
So basically, a couple years ago, I was looking for a career change, and I took an intro to electronics class at Washtenaw, and I got introduced to the FAME program. They were trying to get it up and running. I decided to throw my hat in the ring and got selected, and from there, I got paired within my employer, Orbit Forum, and then I've just kind of been learning and studying ever since.
That is marvelous. And so, Melissa, FAME is really interesting. The Federation of Advanced Manufacturing Education. First of all, how did it come here to Michigan? And especially because not only is Ann Arbor Spark's chapter the first, it's the only right now. And this has been going on since 2023 here, right?
Yeah, even before. So we have, it was a core group of employers, manufacturers, Orbit Forum being one of them where Drew's working in the company that was his sponsor. Toyota here locally really worked hard to bring a chapter to our area. So FAME, the training model was kind of born from a Toyota-specific training in Kentucky, and then it went nationwide through the Manufacturing Institute and what we refer to as our fantastic FAME USA partners. They administer this program and offer it nationally in this chapter format that's available to any advanced manufacturing facility that could benefit any employer that has this shared talent need for maintenance technicians.
We just had Toyota in the studio a couple of weeks ago talking about their programs and what they're doing for the community and how they have really supported local education. And this is a great example of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there are others like this as well, obviously, that are see the value in being able to support young people and then driving that base to be able to get employed by these companies, right?
Yeah, and throughout the entire training, they're working 3 days a week getting paid. So there's the potential for them to come out of this program completely debt-free. Mm-hmm. And instead of just graduating with that credential, the degree, and all the good stuff that comes with it through this particular program, they have the experience to put on their resume. A lot of times they're getting hired directly. They're transitioning from the program right to full-time work, but they're gaining all that real-world experience as they go through the program. And I think Drew is a great example and has really articulated it very well in some other talks that we've had on how he'd learn something one day in the classroom and then immediately apply it the next day at
work.
Does
that make a difference for your education to be able to make that direct application, Drew?
Yes, it makes a huge difference because for me, I'm more of a tactile learner. So I believe if I would have just been going to school and learning this, I don't know if I would have retained everything. But the fact that I could go to work, and it actually gave me the confidence to take on projects that I probably wouldn't have done without having the schooling. So, one day we're learning how to wire electrical panels and I see somebody doing that. And I'm like, oh, I could probably figure that out. Now, I didn't know exactly what I was doing, but I knew enough to kind of get in there and start messing around. And because of that, I've been able to move around at my company and they've kind of taken a liking to me and given me bigger projects. And it makes me feel good because I'm learning and I'm doing things. So I'm never bored at work.
What are those projects like?
So, for instance, I got to go to Nashville, Tennessee to set up a exhibit for a trade show that we did. So, actually, it was an integration project where I got a robot arm to work with one of our press machines. So, I was just picking up a rivet and then placing a washer on the rivet and then cycling the machine to actually form the rivet around the washer. Now, it's a very basic application. It's just to kind of show that Orbitform is capable of doing automation, so we can help sell that to some of our customers.
We're talking about the program FAME, Federation for Advanced Manufacturing Education. Drew Denton is a graduate of that and now working at a place that he had interned at, and that is Orbitform. Where are they based?
Jackson, Michigan.
All right. And also with us is Melissa Sheldon, Director of Research at Ann Arbor Spark. She also is the FAME Administrator. This is a wonderful illustration of the kinds of things that Ann Arbor Spark champions. And I was just reading this morning that we have more seniors here in the state of Michigan than we do young people, and we're trying to retain more people to stay here. If you have these kinds of opportunities, young people like Drew, they stay here, right? I mean, they're not going to go looking for jobs elsewhere.
Right. And I, from Ann Arbor Spark's perspective, that's really important to us. So this program is really an excellent embodiment of all of the things that we are working really hard to promote in the community. We're working on helping companies accelerate and grow right here, and talent is a big part of that. So if they, you know, if these companies can't find the talent that they need when they need it, then we're at risk of losing our companies. And so the talent piece is huge. And this is a way for us to help build a local talent pipeline so that we are not only keeping the talent here, of course we want to keep the talent here, but we're going to be able to keep these companies here and retain that institutional knowledge. You know, people that are maybe retiring out of some of these skilled trades, these students are partnered with mentors at these companies that really help them apply that knowledge as they go through the entire process.
And it addresses that critical talent shortage that we see in advanced manufacturing in particular.
Absolutely.
So how does this work? How do you select the students like Drew? How many students each year, and how can they apply for this?
Yeah, absolutely. So at Washtenaw Community College is a training partner. They're absolutely phenomenal. So from a student perspective, there's a FAME national application on the FAME USA website. When you go on there, you select the Michigan chapter, the WCC affiliate, and you can fill out a quick application. So you have to submit a resume, upload transcripts. There's a short essay that you have to write just to make sure that your long-term career goals are aligned with those opportunities in advanced manufacturing. That application comes to the chapter. Washtenaw Community College determines eligibility. And then our employers interview the students. So it's actually a really competitive program. So the students that are in the program, they've really earned their spot. The capacity is 16 students. We just had last night signing day for the incoming cohort, which was really exciting. It's our largest group yet. We have 15 students coming into the program that will start this fall. And then we will open up the application again in September this year for next fall. So any parents or students that might be listening, if you're interested, be on the lookout for that application to open up in September.
And again, that's FAME USA is where they would go?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep,
just
for that
for
student
that.
Application. Yep. Okay. And then employers were also looking for employers to join the group, sponsor students, to really get involved and help us build this pipeline.
Let's talk about the financial aspect out of this. As we mentioned, Ann Arbor Spark serves as the regional convener and coordinator. You partner with Washtenaw Community College. You also partner with Michigan Works Southeast, another great organization, the Workforce Intelligence Network, and the Washtenaw County ISD, along with others who all partake in this. So what are those contributions all your partners and your businesses that are partnering with you do to this compared to maybe what the financial responsibility of the student might be?
Yeah, so our partners, what we've done very intentionally here is brought together a lot of community partners that can support the students throughout the program, no matter what barrier comes up or whatever they might need. We've got the right partners engaged to be able to provide that wraparound support from start to finish. So that's where we were very intentional about that. And there are programs for tuition. There's programs for, you know, if they needed assistance with books or boots or tools.
Wait a minute. Your tuition was taken care of in this?
So my tuition was taken care of through the Michigan Reconnect. So I was actually, all my schooling was paid for through the Pell Grant, but then I was also able to get foundation scholarships from Washtenaw Community College. And during the last year, Toyota actually had a $2,000 FAME scholarship. So I actually made a decent amount of money just from scholarships, and my school was paid for. So I didn't have to pay for books or anything on top of getting paid for my job.
That's remarkable. And Drew, you said that you had a career switch going into this. What were you doing prior to this?
So I was an audio engineer. I actually had a recording studio that's actually still in operation today. Shout out to the Workshop Recording Studio on eCourse in Ypsilanti, Michigan. My partner Mello's running it to this day. I chose to step away, though, so I could focus on this. I was just looking for a change and something a little bit more sustainable so I can get health insurance and stuff like that.
You wanted to grow in your life and your profession, and this was a way to do it. Mm-hmm. Did you know anything about this FAME program prior to going to WCC?
I had no idea.
And so who first brought it to your attention?
So that would be Jim Popovich and Nathan Sprague up at Washtenaw. Jim is a professor. He runs the ELE classes and pneumatics. And Nate is an amazing lab tech who was super, super helpful. Like, that guy is super knowledgeable. You guys are looking for somebody, go hire that guy, because Nate knows what's going on.
And then when you got tuned into Ann Arbor Spark, what were your thoughts about what Spark is doing in our community?
Oh, I think it's amazing. You know, any support that you can get from an outside organization is huge. The support that I've felt going through this program has been amazing. I really feel like I've had a lot of people on my side and who are personally invested in my development, and it made me want to work even harder.
So what are your goals, your ambitions for your future?
So I'm going to hang out with Orbit Forum for a while. I feel like they still have a lot to teach me. And then I would like to maybe get into control engineering, which, you know, involves programmable logic controllers. I really like the idea of automation. It's just kind of cool to me to see all that. And then eventually I'm going to maybe start another recording studio up or expand the previous one or get into some other type of thing. I have a very entrepreneurial spirit. So.
You do indeed. Is every student like Drew?
They are. They're fantastic. And I think, you know, something else that makes the program unique that we haven't touched on is the cohort model. So Drew, you'd be better to talk about that. But the group was very supportive of each other going through the program. So, I mean, it was great to watch. But
talk about that collaboration.
It made all the difference. So I attempted to go to college fresh out of high school when I was 18. I'm 34 now. And the difference here is having people that you're with every single day. We take all the same classes together, and the school days are long. We're there for 12 to 13 hours, so it can be kind of excruciating. But the fact that you have other people going through that pain with you makes it much more durable, and you have them to lean on, and, you know, you have people to ask questions about your homework with, and it just makes it a lot easier. Mm-hmm. And over the time, you know, we've developed it's a pretty close relationship, and I don't think I would have made it through without having that kind of comradeship. It just definitely made it a lot easier.
And so it doesn't matter how old these students are?
Nope. I believe in the cohort that came in after mine, there's a gentleman who is in his 40s. So it ranges from 18-year-olds to however old you are when you want to make that change. I'm, like I said, 34 myself.
It's never too late to remake yourself.
It's never too late.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
What a remarkable success story you are. Thanks to all of these critical partners in your journey along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And this regional workforce impact that happens here in our community. I mean, we're hearing a personal story from Drew Denton. But Melissa, tell us about how we all benefit from programs like this.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it goes back to that talent retention and being able to support the companies that are here, make sure that they're able to connect with the talent that they need to grow their businesses right here locally. And then, you know, our residents are benefiting. We're going out. We've got more income. We're spending that money here locally. The businesses are giving back to the community. So it's really fantastic. From every angle. There's really no downsides to a program like
you
this.
You mentioned that you're looking for more businesses to participate potentially.
Yes.
What businesses would you like to see become involved with FAME?
Yeah, if anyone who's in advanced manufacturing, if they've got robotic or automated equipment and looking for maintenance technicians for that type of equipment, they would be a perfect fit for this program.
All right. Melissa Sheldon with Ann Arbor Spark. Drew Denton, he's a graduate of their FAME program, the Federation for Advanced Manufacturing Education. Just a tremendous success story. 3 days of work, 2 days of school. That is what this was all about when he was going through this. And he now has a great career and is moving forward. What surprised you the most or made the biggest impact so far in this journey?
Well, one thing that I do want to say about the program for anybody who is looking to get involved is it is intensive. So between school and work, I was looking at about 55 to 56 hours a week. So it's definitely not for everybody. But if you're looking to make a change, it's definitely going to do that for you. And I think that's what I was most surprised about was just the acceleration of my career, because 2 years ago I had no idea what I wanted to, and now I have a good path laid in front of me.
Isn't that amazing? Just 2 years ago you were uncertain, and today, thanks to all of that hard work, you know exactly where you're going.
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And it's marvelous to hear about this. FAME is a no-debt, high-reward path into a great career. Melissa Sheldon, Director of Research at Ann Arbor Spark, tell everyone how they can look into this program again, whether they're a business that would like to get involved, a student, a parent listening, hoping to get a student involved. What do they do?
Yeah, so students can go to the FAME USA website. It's fame-usa.com and find that student application. You can also find lots of information about our Michigan-specific chapter on that website. Employers that are interested, please contact me. I would love to hear from you, so reach out to Ann Arbor Spark. And it doesn't, you don't have to be in Washtenaw County. So, you know, as Drew mentioned, he's working for Orbit Form in Jackson. This is truly a regional collaborative effort. And the employers that are in the group are all supportive of each other. They are all different sizes. We've got small companies on up to, you know, Toyota being the largest. So there is something for everyone related in this initiative. And then community partners, if you, you know, if you want to support what we're doing, I'd love to connect with you about that, too.
And you can find Melissa Sheldon online at AnnArborUSA.org. That's the Ann Arbor Spark website, AnnArborUSA.org. Melissa is the Director of Research for Ann Arbor Spark and the Administrator of FAME. And our thanks to Melissa and graduate Drew Denton, a FAME graduate, on his way to a stellar career. Congratulations again, everyone. Thank you so much. And thanks for what you're doing for the community. I think this is marvelous, and being able to change people's lives, all of our lives here, because it drives our economy and it makes us a better place to live and grow. So thank you.
Thanks for having,
thanks for having us.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, the Lucy Ann Lance Show, 1290 WLBY.